This is Human Rights Watch's Daily Brief for the 7th of December, 2023. I'm Andrew Strohlein. Today's topic, what unites humanity? In a brief interview for Spanish National Radio yesterday, I was asked about the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, which marks its 75th anniversary on Sunday. Does it still matter? Was the first question. Particularly given the atrocities and other human rights horrors we see happening today, and frankly over the last three quarters of a century, is the Universal Declaration of Human Rights still relevant? I worry my answer to the journalist may have been too soundbitey in that short interview to capture my true feelings. However, in that manner we all have of thinking of a better thing to say only hours after the opportunity to speak has passed, here's how I should have replied. Humanity is divided over many things, and will forever be so. You may find comfort in your religion, your culture, and your language, these and other elements of yourself that stem from your birth and your upbringing. But what are these specifics to others who were born elsewhere and raised differently? Inevitably, they have less meaning for them. Of course, you can, and should, respect the traditions of others, but you are unlikely to ever feel a part of them or to achieve a complete sense of solidarity with them. You can never fully appreciate how the depth of their attachment to their traditions moves them, just as your traditions will never guide others like they guide you. In this depth of human diversity, it's too easy for such things to divide us, and too often ruinously so. If humanity is not then to fall again and again into the barbarity brought on by coarse fears and dark hatreds that are forever lurking within us, as if always waiting for an opportunity to destroy us, we must ask, what brings us together? What binds us? What is universal in us? For me, this is precisely why the Universal Declaration of Human Rights is so important. It touches us more deeply than the superficial differences brought about by birth and geography. There is something that makes us human that is more fundamental than the language we speak or the gods we believe in. In its 30 articles put to paper in 1948 in the immediate aftermath of previously unimaginable inhumanity, we see 30 rights and freedoms that belong to all of us. These are 30 points we can all surely agree on, that speak, as the Declaration's preamble says, of the inherent dignity and of the equal and inalienable rights of all. From Article 1, all human beings are born free and equal in dignity and rights. From Article 2, everyone is entitled to the rights and freedoms set forth in this declaration, without distinction of any kind, such as race, color, sex, language, religion, political or other opinion, national or social origin, property, birth, or other status. From Article 3, everyone has the right to life, liberty, and security of person. From Article 4, no one shall be held in slavery or servitude. From Article 5, no one shall be subjected to torture or to cruel, inhuman, or degrading treatment or punishment. These and 25 others. These are the basics, of course, but they form the foundation of what we can all agree on, regardless of where we come from and what traditions we were brought up in. We can all agree on one more thing as well. We can all recognize that the Universal Declaration of Human Rights has not yet become, as Eleanor Roosevelt, who chaired the drafting committee, had hoped, the international Magna Carta of all men everywhere. But that's not the fault of the Declaration's framer 75 years ago. It's ours today. Does it still matter? Was the journalist's question to me yesterday, and the answer is, it matters when we make it matter. A document left to gather dust is of no use to anyone, and to consider it irrelevant would only make it so. We should expect it to matter and never stop demanding that our politicians make it matter. To mark the 75th anniversary of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, we should insist that it is not simply revered annually, but put into practice daily.